This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour, I believe, still without Jones. So so Keefe and Lanny coming up. Billy Lanny sounds good on that program. I was listening nearly all day yesterday.
Yeah, so, Billy's a good dude.
We are about to get to Hill Notes, but first, Shime, one more time in advance of a summer weekend, we should open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window. Take a look outside and see if you see any free water anywhere out there. And forecast-wise, what are we looking at?
So I don't see any free water, unfortunately. But what I do see is a 75-degree day. It's beautiful. It's mostly cloudy right now, but the sun is going to peek through, and it is going to make it a tremendous day out there. The high today is only 83, and then it's going to be another sunny day tomorrow with a high of 83 on Saturday as well. So back-to-back great days.
Good. Okay, you could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com. The how deep some are getting in the weeds on the water debate is fascinating to me. I mean, I feel like we talked about it for an hour and a half too long.
Yeah.
And I blame you for that. And Shime. But in the Twitch chat, there's an ongoing debate about it. You can watch this show on Twitch, and you can participate in the chat every day. Same on YouTube. But somebody was asking if this mail carrier was expecting to just get her little sip of water for free and then be fine for the whole rest of the day. Or would she go to other places and ask for free water all day long on a 100-degree day? That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
That's what I was saying. So what does she do after her next four stops in the 110-degree heat?
Right.
Does she go into another Starbucks and says, hey, can I get a free water?
This is Linda from Rhode Island. Hey, Linda.
Hey.
What's up?
So the water is for free, probably, but you're paying for the cup.
Yeah. Well, Shine brought
many
that up.
Many times I've gone.
Yeah, Shine brought that
right.
up. Yeah, but many times you've what?
I've gone into a Dunkin' and had to pay 15 to 25 cents for the cup.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for the ice as well and to the cup.
Yeah.
Right. So nothing in life is for free.
Well, Shine would beg to differ. He thinks that water should be free. If there's anything in life that should be free, it should be water. And air. He believes also air at the gas station should be free.
Nope, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay, okay. You're okay with paying for
I pay for air every time I go there.
Oh, okay. Huh?
There's a machine there constantly running that needs to be paid for.
Yeah.
And you do that by paying for the air that you get from the machine.
Do you think that one quarter, do you feel bothered that one quarter in the machine is not enough to fill up your tire? Like, is that a scam to you? Like, should it just
No,
be
I just tap my card, so okay. I don't carry change, Greg. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it's usually...
Is that a near boomer thing?
Yeah, it might be.
Actually having quarters in your car?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
I need tap to pay.
Because it's like, what, $1.50 maybe, or maybe even $2 now for... I don't know how many minutes of air you get. I think you probably get
generally like 2 minutes of air, and it ranges anywhere from $1.25 to $2.50.
Okay.
From what I've
seen. Is there some kind of an app where you can go and find if there is a water bubbler nearby?
A cooler.
Could she be take advantage of a fountain, a water fountain?
I'd love that.
That is free.
Love a good bubbler.
I mean, she doesn't have to go to a business.
So can you go in any business and get free water? So could she have gone to McDonald's?
I don't know the policy over there. They probably have the same policy that Starbucks does. I don't know. You're going to have to test it out, I guess.
I'm going to give that a try today. Yeah. I got to fill my gas up, so I'm going to go on the gas station. Oh, but then again, they don't.
Gas station doesn't have, yeah. I mean, they'll probably be like, yeah, if you want to go fill it up, tap water in the bathroom.
Oh, you know what she could have did that I feel like I've never done it, but some people have done it before.
She could have held the mail hostage.
No, she could.
She could have said, I will give you your mail.
Tradesies.
If you give me a free water.
No.
Would that be in violation of the U.S. Postal Service
policy?
Yeah,
you can't mess with nobody else's mail.
You
just can't open it.
That's a federal crime.
That is a no-no.
Is withholding it illegal?
I think so. Yeah, that is a no-no. Go to a 7-Eleven to the Slurpee or the Big Gulp machine.
Uh-huh. And say you want one for free because it's 100 degrees out?
Don't even tell them. Just fill it up and just walk out with it. And if they ask, you say, hey, it's water.
That would probably be a problem, I would think. I would think that would be an issue. Okay. Let's get to Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman. It's
electric! Many reasons why Jackson could be late. Getting in a yard brawl with his brother at his parents' house. Leaving Costco, hitting a curb with 26 cases of hot dogs in the trunk. Going to Dollar Store after hours, getting jammed up by the police. It's an endless list, but it's great radio.
Yeah, so Jackson late again today, and he told us that his alarm, actually three alarms, went off, and he didn't hear them, I guess.
Yeah, I am like the deepest sleeper on the planet, and I still, I don't know, my alarms wake me up.
We used to do a segment on the old show, which was called Excuses LB Hasn't Used Yet.
Right.
Because LB was late a lot,
mm-hmm.
or just wouldn't show up sometimes. And so, but he'd always have fantastic excuses. Like, I feel like Jackson needs work on his excuses.
Yeah,
like,
that was...
One time, LB could not come to work because he had been sprayed by a skunk. So he was out that morning doing something and then called at the end of the show at 11 and said,
right.
hey, kid,
right.
couldn't come to work because I was sprayed by a skunk.
LB's
now, that's, that is creative.
Yeah. Great story.
Another time, he called in and said he had been overcome by fumes because they had varnished the floors. They had their hardwood floors varnished.
That's true. You're not supposed to go in there until like 48 hours.
You can be overcome, pass out, miss 4 hours of a radio show.
Yes.
Now that
it's a good excuse.
Is a great excuse.
Yeah. Skunk
alarm
pretty
going
good
off.
Too.
Three alarms going off. Not hearing it. Not really a great excuse.
Better.
Not happy with that.
Hey, I'm calling on Jackson's behalf today. He's a little too humble or maybe even embarrassed by the situation a little bit to tell you the truth of what happened this morning. He stopped at Dunkin', wanted to grab a coffee, you know, for the road. A whole crowd of people there that were in the Dunkin' had to crowd around him, you know, and they just wanted to touch him, you know, touch his arm and his hand and touch the man that met John Malkovich in a grocery store.
Probably what it was. That lead won yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh! Who's winning between Jackson and ChatBRIT so far?
If Mitch could toss up the Twitter poll, that would be great to see.
Yeah, we had another leadoff this morning. It was Jackson against the robots, man versus machine.
Oh, Jackson dominating.
He is?
57%
what?
To 43%,
wow.
Or just about.
With the lead about the incident that occurred with the police that he thinks was actually
Are
occurred
ghosts among
in
us?
Like another dimension.
Right.
Lead is beating... The robot uprising?
There's
lead?
No way. I feel like Jackson has made like 100 burner accounts.
I didn't see it. What are the numbers?
57.5% to 42.5%.
Wow. Good news for humans, though, for the human race.
There it is.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is big. It is more entertaining, though, that Jackson was in a different dimension,
well,
or he saw the ghost.
But see, people think that eventually radio hosts will be replaced by robots, by ChatGPT, like an AI version of you. And but this is good news because it doesn't seem like it's at the level it needs to be.
I call Kangaroo Court.
So if I
you should ask ChatBRIT when they will replace radio hosts with robots.
Well, if they do use a radio Wiggy or AI Wiggy,
yeah.
Do I get paid for that?
I guess if it was supposed to be you, you could have a case to say that they are using your likeness, your name, image, and likeness, maybe.
Okay.
But they would probably just change the name. Waggy or something like that. Or something like that.
Ziggy?
I have no idea.
Honestly, Greg, we could tomorrow, but I am waiting for the right time. My guess, within the year.
What? Wait, she's planning on replacing all radio personalities within the year? That's scary.
That is very scary.
They have a plan going on. Go ahead, Sean.
A bearded man arrived just the other day, and he looked at the world in a peculiar way. Co-op softball is what he wants to play. Delivers veggies to the elderly with his pets Jerry, Larry, and fiancée too. He wanders his home dressed like Winnie the Pooh, yeah. He's pantsless a la Winnie the Pooh. And he loves cats and Costco, John Malkovich too. Life Jack's eating watermelon with a spoon. When you're going bulk shopping, Jack, I don't know when, but I'll be at Costco then, yeah. You know I'll be at Costco then.
Some sort of issue Jackson was telling me with the over 30 softball league that he joined. What happened?
Yes, so I was very excited to go to my first game on Wednesday night. I got my glove.
Slept through the alarm?
Didn't sleep through the alarm. It was at 6 in the evening.
Okay.
Good thing. I got my glove. Went to play it against sports. Did not buy a bat, but bought some batting gloves. And so I'm looking for my team.
Hard don't move, by the way, buying batting gloves for an over 30 softball league.
And I go to the field. There's people there. I don't know anybody on my team, so I ask if they're in the league. And they are in the league, but neither of them are my teams.
Oh.
So I go to the other field that we're supposed to play on. Two different teams. Neither of them are my team.
Really?
Third field I go to, there's a couple of people practicing, but they're not on my team either. So. There was some miscommunication in the league chat.
I mean, do you think it's miscommunication with everybody on the team or just you?
Well, I'm the new one on the team.
I would be concerned that maybe they told you the wrong time and the wrong field.
Well,
maybe.
Rest assured, I got the schedule now, and I will be playing next week.
Next week?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Where is that? What field do you play at?
It's at Barnes Field in Denver.
Or maybe they just didn't want you there, Jackson.
At where? Barnes Field where?
Barnes Field in Denham.
In Dedham.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll come out and go to a game.
That yeah, come on down.
Just shows up. This is our new teammate, Jackson.
Where are you playing?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I haven't even met anybody on the team.
Where are you when it comes to the batting order?
That's a good question.
Clean up?
No, probably somewhere 5, 6, 7, maybe. I can hit good line drives, but I'm very slow.
I got some help for you, Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
My cousin lives in Dedham. He said he'll come smash on your door every morning and get you up.
I'm down for it. Let's go.
For free?
Huh?
For free?
Yeah, he'll do it for the donut. Well, wow. I'll text him, see if he'll do it for free.
I'm in.
He'll make sure you're up every morning.
And,
Go ahead, Sean.
I had to catch up on your guys' yesterday show on YouTube, and watching Greg's face get so red when Jackson's doing the Jackson 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jackson starts answering his own question. I thought Greg was going to be like one of those teachers and walk in with a ruler and slap Jackson's hand and say, "Stop it!" I just saw the blood pressure boiling.
I mean, it's supposed to be a segment in which he asks questions of us, right, not himself, and not answers his own questions.
But it's hard for him because he's a personality. And then you want him to be a host,
yes.
And the host is just supposed to ask it and move on. And, but it's hard for somebody to do that when they're not a host.
I'm not the best quarterback.
This is Greg for the first 2 hours of the show. Is Jackson coming in? Or should we restart the show?
I wish it was a funnier reason, too. Like, I wish I had a great excuse, like the LB excuse.
Well, why don't you just make them up?
Yeah.
Like, that's what you're supposed
like,
to do.
Be creative.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody to think that this is not my first priority.
But you made them up before. Like, you said one time that you were throwing up in your car because you swallowed shower.
I wasn't late that day, though. No, that was just an observation. When I did the post-show podcast, I just said what happened, and Courtney asked me about it the next day. It didn't make me late.
Not to burst everyone's bubble, but the Sox at this exact same time last year, coming out of the All-Star break, 10 games over 500 before they imploded. What's different this year?
That is true.
See,
Curtis is in Hawaii. That's what's different.
Yeah, for like 2 more days.
You got to win this series.
Yep.
And then everybody will be in. So win this series this weekend. Everybody's in.
In reference to Conor McGregor's D-pick, I have friends that are Irish, and they say it's like a Sunday dinner. A lot of potatoes, but not much meat.
Greg, you're certainly not the soft one here. It's definitely Ken. I mean, who gives some dude 2 weeks off, and the same week gives another person a week off, and then he has the audacity to not let Wiggy take one day off?
True. I know.
So true.
I mean,
but Wiggy, if you had taken today off, we wouldn't have been able to fight about water.
That
for
is
an hour
true.
And a half.
That is true.
True. Might have been a good thing.
20 years ago, you would have water for free and pay for porn. Now, today, we are paying for water and porn is free. What are we doing?
So true.
It's so true.
Yeah. Brockton High School football team only won one game because Wiggy wouldn't let him have water.
I believe we won 2 games that year.
Did you?
I'm excited.
Did Wiggy, you win 2?
I think we did.
I'm going to be coaching a high school sport this fall.
Okay.
And so I'll be able to, if I win more games than Wiggy, I will be able to say I have more wins than Wiggy does at Brockton.
Are you
Wait, whoa. Not football? You said sport.
No. Not football.
What are you coaching?
I'm coaching soccer.
All
right. You call that a sport?
Yeah, it is, Greg.
Are you the head coach?
I am the assistant coach, but the head coach will be taking paternity leave at one point. Oh. So I will be the head coach for multiple games.
So you coach under a lady?
Well, no. No, paternity leave is the dad.
Oh!
Yeah.
So how long is it? How long is the dude taking off?
I think like a month.
Really?
A month?
Hold on. Close to that. Yeah, something like that.
And you can, people call me soft?
Right.
I mean, that's what we offer a month here for paternity leave.
I get it.
Keith what took are we a month doing? Off.
My kids were born. I was at work the next day.
What are Keith we will take like brag, 2 weeks off when his kid was born and then take 2 weeks off like 6 months later.
Yo, what are we doing? God. That's why I was confused. I'm like, guys get paternity leave? Yeah, man, forget about free water. We need to focus on this thing. You get a month off? What did you do?
Where? So is this high school soccer?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is this?
Over in Weston.
Oh.
Oh, wait. That's a completely different thing.
What?
The money in Weston is so different than the money in Brockton when it comes to trying to help out the youth.
It's a small private school.
Yeah, okay. And we got Brockton's a major, major public school where they don't want to help out the poor kids. Kids can't eat lunch, so you try to help them out.
I just got a text from the AD over there who says you actually applied to be the golf coach, but they flipped you over to soccer.
All right, Chime. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm a UPS driver, and you wouldn't believe how many customers just hand out free water on hot days, or not even hot days. So.
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's a nice thing.
I had sex in the Starbucks bathroom on the Broadway Red Line.
Huh?
That was my favorite one. That'll do
See,
it for
that's the thing,
today.
Though. They don't even let you in the bathroom at Starbucks.
Oh, you got to use a key now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to buy something, I think. You have to be a customer.
Right.
Quote unquote.
That's bogus also.
No public restrooms. I get that.
No, I get that. That's tough.
Huh?
Because then you're just like everybody on the street's coming in using your bathroom. I get
it. So what?
Creates a log jam. Like, it's tough.
Where are people supposed to go? Like, people who are out on the road
trees.
Selling. Like, what?
Wait, Jackson's what? Peed in a river.
I have the best bathroom you can go to. Either what? Macy's or Neiman Marcus.
Really?
Yes, they're very clean. I used to, when I was in high school, I used to skip school. And if I needed to go to the bathroom, I would go to the mall and go to Macy's or Neiman Marcus.
Yep. I would think you would go to the Costco bathroom.
Well, this is back in the day. Like, Costco was just probably brand new then.
You also need the membership to get into the Costco.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Neiman Marcus, I bet they have a nice bathroom.
What's nice about the Neiman Marcus bathroom?
Chestnut Hill Mall, everything's nice.
Oh, but don't you have to park and everything?
Yeah, there's a park, yeah. But when you're skipping school, you got all day to kill.
Go to the, like, normal people. Just go to the gas station and use that bathroom. Well, you know, so I have to go to Starbucks and then right on the wall.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.